With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. America faces an increasing threat from the Islamic practice of Sharia law in a growing number of communities across the nation. Texas Congressman Keith Self has founded a Sharia-free America caucus on Capitol Hill, and he says its membership among lawmakers is surging.
We've been back for 2 weeks, and we now have 25 members representing 17 states. We want people to understand what is happening across America. Texas is in the target, area of Islam. But Senator Tuberville in the Senate from Alabama tells me Northern Alabama has the same thing going on. So this is not isolated to Dearborn, Michigan. This is happening across America.
Congressman Self adds that the rise of Sharia law anywhere in America is, in his words, an assault on our Constitution, our freedoms, and the Christian foundations of our nation. The White House has named some leaders with roles in rebuilding Gaza. Correspondent Ron Taylor has more.
The White House has released the names of some of the leaders who will play a role in overseeing next steps in Gaza. The Palestinian Committee set to govern Gaza under U.S. supervision has met for the first time in Cairo and pledged to get to work quickly. Its leader says he expects reconstruction and recovery to take about 3 years, with an initial focus on shelter and other immediate needs. Ron Taylor reporting.
The AP has learned that Delcy Rodriguez, Venezuela's acting president, has been on the radar of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration for years, and in 2022 was even labeled a priority target, a designation DEA reserves for suspects believed to have a significant impact on the drug trade. This is SRN News. A new report on the persecution of Christians around the world.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that the country where believers are most likely to be killed for their faith is Nigeria, followed by the Democratic Republic of Congo and Ethiopia, all in sub-Saharan Africa and all in the grip of Muslim terrorist groups. Christians are the most likely to be arrested for their faith in China, with Russia and Iran coming in second and third in that category. Abductions and assaults are most likely in Mexico. Michael Harrington reporting.
While the Supreme Court considers the issue of males competing against females in school sports, the people have made up their minds. An AP NORC poll finds that about 6 in 10 adults strongly or somewhat favor state laws that bar boys from playing on girls' sports teams. Just 2 in 10 are strongly or somewhat opposed to such laws. And about 1/4 of poll respondents do not have an opinion. This is SRN News. A hacker pleads guilty.
A Tennessee man has pleaded guilty to hacking the U.S. Supreme Court's filing system more than 24 times. Court records show that Nicholas Moore also admitted on Friday that he illegally accessed accounts belonging to AmeriCorps and the Veterans Administration Health System. U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell in Washington, D.C. is scheduled to sentence Moore on April 17th. Moore pleaded guilty to one count of computer fraud, a misdemeanor that carries a maximum prison sentence of 1 year. Keith Peters, Washington.
Southern California Edison has filed lawsuits against Los Angeles County, local water agencies, and the Southern California Gas Company. The utility claims a series of missteps made last year's Eaton Fire more deadly. The fire started on January 7th, 2025, and killed 19 people. More details at srnnews.com.